episode 2168, Be Satisfied with Your Portion.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. I hope you're having a splendid week. Can you believe it's already in the middle of the week? It's Wellness Wednesday. It is time to get your healthy living on track. Are you ready to be satisfied with your portion? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Who doesn't love more free, especially food? You remember it. Supersize this, upsize that. When it comes to your body, maybe you should be cautious of what goes into your mouth. Be satisfied with your portion. Now, you know there are words that keep showing up over and over again in our lives. Sometimes you notice them because you're looking. It's just something that you're drawn to. But at other times, it seems like a theme. When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, portion control is essential. It's one of those bare basics of nutrition. Throughout the majority of the year, portion has been a word echoed in my everyday. It shows up and I'm thinking, really seriously, who wants portion? I don't. Portion showed up when I compared myself to someone else wanting what they have, whether it's looking at their family lifestyle, whether it's looking at their health, looking at their daily regimen, what they're doing in their business, right? It's portion. Portion also became a haunting echo for me when it came to my hunger. Portion is good so long as it's directed to your goals and not you looking side to side trying to be someone you are not. Maybe this is all too familiar with you. And we can get trapped in this whole idea that, gosh, portion is good, but portion is bad too. Portion can be one thing that holds you back from where you want to go with healthy living. It can be a stumbling block. In fact, it can be a mountain to climb. Your mind views satisfaction based on past experiences and feelings. Some of those feelings come from being full. Okay, that's fine. Other feelings are circumstance directed. Yeah, you know. Oh man, I've had a rough day. Nothing was going right. I'm going to sit down and have my root beer floats. Notice that was plural. Or give me that, not scoop of ice cream, but the half a gallon of ice cream. And no, I don't want a bowl. I'm eating out of the tub. When we sit here and allow ourselves to fall into portion in all different areas of our life, it becomes very complicated, right? When you think about the mind, right? That is something that you have to deal with when it's your nutrition. Then you have the stomach cry. This helps to satisfy your body's scream, feed me, I'm hungry. Mine are coyotes, and they sound like they're howling all the time. But you know what? Mine howl just to howl. It doesn't always mean that I'm hungry. But portion does not have to be a comparison of what you think healthy living looks like. But we do it. We compare our careers. We compare our spouses. Come on, let's be honest. We even compare our children and our pets. Well, my dog can do this trick. Well, my dog can do this. Well, my dog's 2 years younger. Seriously? But we get into this rigmarole of just, oh, here it is. This is what I want. This is what makes me mad. And so guess what? This is where I'm going to stay. Portion needs to represent what you need to live, love, and impact. And what does that look like when it comes to just healthy living? Now, we could talk about career. We could talk about our personal relationship with our spouse. We could talk about our children. We could talk about so many things. But today, I want you to focus on your healthy lifestyle, portion. It's time to serve up those meals. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Serve up your meals. God is amazing for satisfying all that you need, including your hunger. When was the last time you prayed to God and said, Lord, I really need you to take this away? Seriously, when was the last time? Because I think we're quick to ask for help when our bank account doesn't look great. We're quick to ask for help when we're fighting with our spouse. We're quick to ask for help when we want a job promotion. We're quick to ask for help when we have that flat tire and we're like, yeah, I don't know where the money is going to come from, but maybe, Lord, you'll open up enough room on my credit card to get what I need to get done. But God's amazing at satisfying everything you need, including your hunger. He can put those coyotes to sleep anytime in your stomach. So lean into his foods and watch portion become less of a worry and healthy living more of a lifestyle. So what does it look like to serve up your meals in your everyday? Number one, mind your meals. Plan your meals and snacks on a daily or weekly basis. Maybe it's every 3 or 4 days. It depends on what you need to do. Sometimes I can run to the store every single day if I wanted to. Now, do I really have to? No. But I am located very, very close to 2 grocery stores. And so it is truly a convenience. I could walk there and still be able to walk back and not think anything of it. Now, some of us, we don't have that, right? We are 2 or 3 miles away. And some of it's more like 20, 30 miles away, right? Just keep adding on those zeros. And you're like, yeah, I've got to go like shopping once a week or only on payday. So maybe twice a month. So you've got to plan your meals and snacks based on how you serve your family. And this is something you have to play with and experiment with. There's no right or wrong way. It's what works in your family and for your lifestyle that you're looking at. Do what works for you. Yes, you can use people as an example. I have a lot of people who look at me and say, okay, Christine, what do you do? And then they say, yeah, I don't think that's going to work. Well, maybe it won't work because our family's a little bit bigger. You know, I joke around when people come over and repair something. I'm like, oh yeah, we've got twice the size of family of the average family, right? And so we burn things through a lot faster. Why? Because they're used more. You know, if you look at a family of 4 versus a family of 8, well, you're going to use your washing machine a lot more when you have a family of 8 versus a family of 4. It just is common sense. So you need to do what works for you and your family. Mind your meals. Number 2, E, eat your colors. You want to make sure you eat a colorful plate of food. My grandma always said, eat a rainbow, sweetheart. Eat a rainbow. And she's so right. And when you eat that rainbow, eat it in season. Your plate should contain 50% vegetables and fruits. And be sure to include your protein, good healthy fats, fiber, and yes, carbohydrates. I know you're sitting there rolling your eyes at me, but I didn't say where your carbohydrates have to come from. For me personally, my carbohydrates come from primarily vegetables. That's where I get mine. I don't eat a lot of things that are very highly concentrated in carbohydrates. Mine come from vegetables. I don't have a lot of fruits. It's just the way I need to eat for my body. Is that right or wrong? No, because it's right for me. But you need to do what's right for you. Keep in mind too that textures help to make you feel full. If you're a cruncher versus a sucker, well, think about those kind of foods. What can you add in that's going to have more of a crunch that makes you feel like, oh yeah, I actually ate something? Or if you like to suck things, you know, what is that? What can you do to give you that satisfaction when it comes to textures? So have a variety of it. And when you eat in colors, especially in the seasons, oh my goodness, your body will love you for it. So number 1, mind your meals. Number 2, eat your colors. Number 3, A, always fill up with fiber. Fiber is crucial for your digestive system. Fiber and protein work well together in helping you feel full. That's why I say if you're going to have your protein, add a vegetable in there. And also, yes, include, if you so choose, a carbohydrate. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, what about keto? Okay, again, I'm going to preface here. You need to do what's right for your body at your season of life. What that looks like. If you are saying, well, I really need some guidance on this, then fine. Reach out to me. Let's talk. Better yet, AIM's coming along and it's going to have some really cool things in it. So you're going to want to make sure you jump on board with that. So always fill up with fiber. Also, there are other benefits for your heart, blood sugar, skin, and how long you will live when it comes to fiber. So do what's good for you. Eat your fiber. Number four, L, limit your triggers. What are you likely to overeat? What triggers you? What is your guilty pleasure? Those are things that you really got to think about when you're talking about limiting your triggers. You want to keep it to a minimum. Because I don't know about you, but for me, man, that one bite and I'm like, I'm all in. And so I just have to stay away from that goodness. I'm not saying goodness is root beer floats, but oh, does it still taste good? Do I have them? I got to tell you, I can't remember the last time I had a root beer float. That's how long it's been. It's been way over a year, easily, maybe 2 years. I'm not kidding you. Why? Because it's not that I can't enjoy it, but for me specifically and how my body reacts, it's better that I have something else if I really want that sweet. Because if I go down that avenue of root beer floats or my favorite ice cream that comes from the South, love them. No, they're not a sponsor here, but I'm just telling, I love you. Bluebell ice cream is yummy, but it's not good for me personally. But oh, do I highly recommend it? Yes. Do I have some in my freezer right now? Oh, yes, I do. But for me, I have to limit my triggers. So know what you're likely to overeat. So you're not tempted and it's not always put in front of you. Where I store my ice cream in my freezer, believe it or not, is strategically placed. I know, don't roll your eyes at me, but it's what works for me. Okay, I'm just being honest because I am tired. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of hearing the same excuses over and over and over again. I need to lose weight. I need to be better at living healthy. What does that look like? I can't do it. Oh, yes, you can. I have a house full of boys right now. I have three boys that are living under our roof and my daughter. So I have four of the five living with us right now. And let me tell you, my boys like to eat and they all eat different things. And food, yes, it's a very high bill. And it's not because they just eat constantly. It's just that they're all big boys. I have one boy that's just growing, another one that's very tall, and another one that's just yummy. And he needs to eat because of the way he's built. And so with all of that, it, you know, equates to, oh my gosh, I got lots of good food. But some of what they eat, yeah, I can't touch. So limit your triggers. Know what you can do. Know what you can't do. And finally, number five, S, slow and steady wins the race. It can take about 20 minutes or so for your brain and stomach to communicate that you are full. So eat slowly. Enjoy the conversation. Actually speak. No, not text. Get your head up out of that tablet and have a conversation. Eat with the opposite hand to slow you down. Savor the taste. It is not really hilarious, but it is hilarious at the same time. I watch my kids eat and I think, oh my gosh, I've done such a disservice to them. Why? Well, because when they went to school, traditional school, not when they were being homeschooled, but traditional school, they would have a very short period to eat their lunch. And so in order for them to have conversation or to spend time with their friends over their lunch period, because some of them did not actually have classes with their friends. And when you're in class, it's hard to have discussions. Makes sense. You need to focus on what you're learning. So lunch is, you know, very, very coveted time. Well, they would scarf down their food. And just the other day, my oldest son was saying, oh yeah, we would do, you know, 10 minutes to eat. And then so we could have the rest of the lunch period to focus on what we wanted to do. And it's unfortunate that we've put our kids into that, but we really have. So slow down. If you are one who scarfs down their food because you're in between clients or you're in between naps with your children, you know, you've got a young one who's taking a nap and then the baby is like, okay, y'all, I got to let him rest too. And you're like, but somehow I've got to eat or I'm going to be crabby. I'm going to be hangry. Well, we don't want you hangry. So you got to take care of yourself. But when it comes to night and you can come together as a family, and you can slow down. If you're one who eats fast, eat with the opposite hand. Seriously, it will slow you down, and it really is hard to cut. And you'll eat less. Seriously, you will. Why? Because you're giving yourself, your mind, and your stomach, it connects the brain, and the neurons like, boop, 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 boop. Yes, I am full. Sound the alarms. You do not need any more. And plus, you'll savor the taste. Food is meant to be enjoyed, but primarily used as fuel. Don't let your feelings become the gauge for your portion. Did you hear that? Don't let your feelings, what has happened in your day, circumstances, situations, become the gauge for your portion. You don't want that, because then you're living for something else. And it's definitely not a healthy lifestyle. So determine what your body needs for sustenance. And then for the rest, lean on God. He will supply what food can't fuel. You see, God provides all the portions that you need in life. When you are intentional with your healthy lifestyle, you don't become overwhelmed with so much more free or upsizing of your portions, right? 20% more free, supersize this, upsize this. Oh yeah, give me those large fries and that extra, extra large soda pop. I want all of it. Instead, stay in your lane and do exactly what your body needs for fuel with a few celebrations along the way. Yeah, you don't have to give up everything, but you don't have to have it every single day either. So think about what you're doing to your body. You really want to be intentional about how you're fueling it. So be satisfied with your portion. Go out, train for life, and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed, beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.